not exactly sure what's going on there, Wanda. It's like I can hear you key and then you just go away. You want to try one more time? Copy that. I heard you this time. You're a little bit staticky. So I don't know if you had time to read the page about sanitation and hygiene that I had sent out. And Jill expanded on that a little bit. Did you have any questions or would you like to expand on that as well?
I apologize. I did not have an opportunity. I wanted to.
Copy that. And Carol was asking if anybody knew how to get rid of dung beetles out of the house. Did you have any ideas this evening? Sorry about that, Wanda. It's like you're coming in and then going away and coming in and going away. So maybe if you have more to input, maybe you can try a little bit later and just throw out a comment or two. Well, thank you for trying to participate in the radio check. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia, I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So did you happen to have time to read the sanitation and hygiene pages that Jill had mentioned? Did you have any comments or questions about that, or is there any way you can help Carol out with the dung beetle problem?
Yes, I did read those two pages, and I also found that sheet soap was most interesting. I've never had any of that, and if anyone else can comment on what place, is there any place in Grant's house that actually sells them? I haven't had a chance to look, but it sounds like it might be nice to have some of those around. Great. As far as dung beetles go, I've just now looked it up to see what they even look like, and that's kind of interesting. I don't know if the internet can help on that. They usually help on everything, but anyway, I'm interested if anybody has a solution for that either. They remind me a little bit of something in the garden, the click beetles, but maybe all beetles have a similarity.
Copy that. I looked up a couple things, and it says use a phantom aerosol to spray all the cracks and crevices they might be using to nest. Also, it says you can vacuum them up, hand pick, etc., then drop them in a bucket of soapy water that will kill them, or you can just crush them. So that's what I looked up. So if anybody else has any suggestions to offer, that's appreciated. Is there anything else, Sylvia?
No, but I'm sure going to be listening to see what everyone else says. So thank you very much. You're both interesting subjects tonight. This is 656 Sylvia Monitoring.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your input as well, Sylvia. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy. Not loud and clear, because it's very scratchy, and mostly I can't hear the other ladies.
copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. I think maybe it's atmospheric. The wind is really blowing here, so maybe that has something to do with it. I'm not exactly sure. Jill had some suggestions regarding the sanitation and hygiene paperwork. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that or not. And I've been asking the ladies about the dung beetles. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
I just got in. I didn't get ready. I tried to read it off what you sent me online. And it's mostly just normal hand cleansing, and make sure if you're having to use dirty water like you are back east right now, do not get it near your eyes and mouth. If it happens to get in your mouth, use mouthwash to get it out as best you can.
Copy that. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Carol?
We have a septic tank, and I'm thinking about if we have to go through that. Our septic tank is close to the surface, so we can undo it and put whatever we have into the septic tank. I know you need to add water to it in the plastic bags, in the containers, and do it properly so you don't get any feces on you or the ground, and because it can be very harmful.
Copy that. You want to, in a situation like that anyway, you want to do as much as possible to keep things sanitary. So, well, thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marsha available this evening?
Hi, Karen. This is Marsha, WQZA 709, and it's a beautiful evening.
It definitely is. And so is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Marsha?
Not really, but we're as prepared as we can get, but it's always nice to listen to other people.
Copy that. Well, thank you, both of you ladies, for sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRKV 487 Kimber, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Kimber contacted me earlier, and she was out and about, and didn't know she'd be able to check in, so if she can check in towards the end of the net, we will have her do so. Otherwise, I can check in for her. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WROY 384 Diana. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. Jill was talking about that Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. And there were a couple pages in there, 26 and 27, about sanitation and hygiene. And so we kind of have been covering those. I don't know if you got the email or not that of those pages. Was there anything that you'd like to share about that in an emergency, Judy?
I don't remember getting it, but for the last week I've been dealing with a possible torn muscle in my back. So I'll go back to the email and check. It may have went to spam, but that would be the first time because I've gotten yours every time. But thank you so much for sending that out. And personally, I've been using my St. John's Wort oil on my pain, and a lot of different tinctures like skullcap and arnica and ronaberry. Some of those things is good for inflammation and swelling.
Copy that. Well, we're really sorry that you got that going on. That really sucks. So, also, Carol was wondering how to get rid of dung beetles in the house. Do you have any suggestions, Judy?
No, I'd say if it was anywhere near, the chickens could get to it, but we haven't experienced that, and I'm not familiar with dung beetles. But I hope she finds a way to take care of that. And our chickens basically have eaten up all the bugs. I don't even have spiders coming in the house.
Copy that. Very efficient chickens. Would you like to mention the Ivark net, Judy?
Yes, thank you. Ivark meets the second Tuesday of the month at Wild River Pizza from 6 to 8. And our nets are on Monday night. We start with GMRS, and then we move over to FRS3 and MERS3, which are simplex channels and radio to radio. So we're not only practicing the radio to repeater, but radio to radio to find out who is in our area and who you can contact in an emergency. And Karen, I wanted to ask you, sorry, that was all I had to say about that, but the Republicans women, one of our members made announcements at PCC about other things, and then they mentioned the radio club, and especially what's going on with Hurricane Helene. People are stranded, and the government and the FEMA is not actually taking care of them. Their neighbors are. And so anyways, the Republican Party, Women's Party, approached us and asked us if we would do a presentation. And I was thinking that we should hook up and have a few of us that are part of the North Valley and IV to actually do that. And I was wondering if you would be interested, or someone else, anybody.
Copy that. Well, that's one thing that I'll need to think on, and then I'm assuming the other ladies listening, there might be somebody else that would be interested in that as well. So I will get back to you as soon as I can, and then if anybody else gets a hold of me and lets me know, then I will let you know that as well. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Judy?
Just that we were thinking maybe sometime the week of the 14th, and I was going to do a little spiel for Ivark and just talk about our club, and then, you ladies can get up and come and talk about each net or, each activity, whatever you guys want to talk about. But they're really, really wanting the information, and they realize that it's all about us taking care of each other.
Copy that. Well, that's totally correct, and so that's a really good idea. Well, we will contact you, Judy, and thank you so much for sharing all that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
605, monitoring.
WRPL 826 Sioux, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRPL 826 Sioux. Hear you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So earlier, Jill was talking about the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and we were talking about pages 26 and 27 about sanitation and hygiene. Was there any suggestions that you had to offer or questions that you had? Or Carol was talking about how to get rid of dung beetles in the house. Do you have any ideas for her, Sue?